Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, Mike Robinson, General Manager of Smith Plumbing, a great partner with KRDO. We've got some great news for those of you who may not be making it back to work right away. We'll share that with you as we go. In the meantime, Mike, welcome to Business Connection.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you. You know, as we were talking before we came on air this morning, we kind of figured out it's been about 6 months since we've spoken.
A little while, yeah. Lots has happened since then. The world kind of turned upside down here.
You are the master of understatement. Lots has happened. Well, you know, let's talk about that. It is the ever-present elephant in the room. It's going to be that way for a while longer. It is COVID-19. How has that affected Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling? And I know you're doing electrical as well.
Yeah, so we all came down with the same sort of mandate as far as stay at home, only essential businesses and that. And we were deemed an essential business. Obviously, if plumbing's backed up or your furnace is out, we need to go come to your home and take care of it. So there was a little bit of skepticism within the customer community about how do we work together? What can we do with a company? Can we call for service? Are we protected? Everybody's a little frightened. We got guidance from the CDC, as did hopefully all companies, about how to interact with customers on those calls. So what we did was we took that guidance, foot covers, gloves, masks, wiping down our trucks with Lysol wipes after every customer interaction, wiping down our tools. We clean the office every morning. We wipe it down. We check our employees' temperatures every morning before they're sent out on the office. So we followed the CDC guidelines to help keep our customers safe and still be able to deliver service.
And that's a pretty involved process, so no doubt it's adding some things to your day, but the other thing it's doing is giving your customers confidence that you are taking good care of them by taking such good care of your team, yourselves, your shop, your vehicles, everything involved.
Well, thanks. Our whole goal was to not contribute to, but help participate in the analysis of what you needed to do as an individual, as a company, to sort of keep yourself safe from this. Because no one really knew what the end result of this was going to be. Was it going to be kind of just like the flu, you're sick, but you're okay? Was it going to have a higher mortality rate? No, I mean, nobody knew. So I think everyone, including us, went overboard to protect the people they care about most. And obviously, we need to protect our employees and our customers to make sure that we could deliver service and still deliver it in a confident way for both the customer and for our employees.
Yeah, and you know, that explains a lot about why Smith is continuing to grow and expand in the way you are. You're a thriving business. That has a lot to do with that heart of yours for service and taking care of the client first. And just so that all of you listening have a visual, Smith has the big pink vans. And Mike, you happen to know the young lady pictured on those vans.
Yeah, I'm lucky. So my wife owns the company and she allows me to work here, which is always a good thing. So what Eva does is she interviews all the candidates. She's the one who runs the background checks, the drug screenings, and the driving records. So she wants to make sure anyone that she hires into the company will meet her standards. If she was inviting them into her home to do work, she's obviously inviting them into her company to represent her with customers in the field. So very hands-on, very involved, and really making sure that the right people are hired here, the right people stay employed here just to serve her customers. And so the women who, you're right, make up 75% or more of the business calls in our business service, feel very comfortable that the person in their home is there to do, work and not anything else.
Absolutely. You need, again, that confidence. And I may overuse that word today, but I don't think that there's another company in the market that handles this quite the same way that all of you do. And again, it speaks loudly and clearly to why you continue to thrive and grow, even in times like this. So all of that being said, the range of services you provide extends from plumbing and heating and cooling and also electrical, which is a sort of a new range of service that you've added not too long ago.
Yeah, we brought a couple master electricians in so that our customers could have a one-stop service rather than having to call multiple contractors. If they liked our service, But frankly, many of them asked us. Many of them liked it, and many of them asked us to bring that on so they could enjoy the electrical service from us like they have the plumbing and the heating and air conditioning.
Now, you're never not thinking about the needs of your clients and your clients' situations that they might be in. There's a lot of hardship out there right now, Mike, a lot. And some people are experiencing hardship for the first time in their lives. And you've got a way to address that. You know, emergencies don't stop. In fact, you feel them even more in times like this, especially if money's a crunch because your hours are cut or you might have lost your job. But it doesn't stop the sewer from backing up. So here comes a call to Smith Plumbing and Heating. How do you help somebody through a situation like that when they may be really hurting for money right now?
Yeah, that's a great comment, great question. We noticed that a lot where the customer's a little concerned. When are we going back to work? How much money will we be making when we get back there? What's our current situation? So we went to a couple of our lenders, our bank lenders, and we've actually been able to extend our customers up to 2 years, no interest and no payment. So they can take care of that issue today, whether it's a sewer or air conditioning replacement or add-on. They can take care of it today and then not feel that they have to immediately come up with the money or a monthly payment. We totally deferred all payments, 100% payments, for up to 24 months, again, to help them get the work done that they need today, but not be financially stressed about it, that they'll have some time to get back to work and get that cash flow going.
Yeah, and one key distinction that you make, because not everybody does it this way. In fact, most companies like yours do not. You're working with banks. You're not working with credit card lenders with gargantuan interest rates that all of a sudden, if you miss one day, you're on the hook for major dollars. You are talking about 2 years, up to 2 years, with no payments and no interest, because we're working with a bank and you have the flexibility to be able to do it that way.
Yeah, we use primarily bank lenders, which don't have the same types of, financial magic, if you want to call it that, from some of these lenders that are credit card-based lenders. So these are banks. These are loans that are term loans. They're not revolvers. And customers are comfortable. They're dealing with a bank. They're not dealing with these sometimes less regulated credit card companies.
So you've found a way for somebody who's financially hurting right now to get the issues in their house addressed and not feel a whole bunch of pain doing it because they've been through enough already. And you don't want to put them through more. And I think that's just pure magic. More details are available, of course, at smithplumbingheatingcooling.com or by calling 719-392-4269. That's 719-392-4269. If you need repairs and you need financing, either through the website or call that number, and all of your questions can be answered. Mike, another thing that you're doing right now is that you've recognized that people are going to be working from home. For some people, this could be a permanent thing, or it could be more than they ever have before, because on balance, maybe they're in the office every other day and or every third day, or you know, something that keeps them home more. And we're coming into the warm months, actually the hot months, where you've noted that cool in the morning, cool in the evening, but in the middle of the day when you've got most of your work to do, it really starts to get hot. And if your AC is broken, not working, needs fixing, you have a means to replace it.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of calls as it started to get warmer here in the spring for people who are now home. And they notice between 11 and 2 or 3, 4 in the afternoon, it gets really hot in their house. Their kids are home now. School's canceled for who knows how long. People, like you say, are working from home more. And I think that's going to be more of a permanent thing as we go forward. So people who have not enjoyed air conditioning in their past are now saying, you know what, we need air conditioning in our home. So we've actually got a promotion on right now. We can get air conditioning into your home for $29.99, less than $3,000, a base air conditioning unit we can replace in your home for less than $3,000. And again, we're sensitive to the fact this is a tight time for money, but we're also sensitive to the fact that you don't want to be in a home where it's 90 degrees trying to do your job or trying to entertain your kids. So again, great special. Give us a call. We'll go through all the details. Of course, we have other models that are a little more money, a little more efficiency, other things, but the base model, I want everybody to know, we do have a base model out there, less than $2,000, that we come in and change it up.
I think that's a fantastic thing. So you've got the financing option. You have the special going on AC. Now, this is basic AC. It's a basic AC install. And these numbers will change depending on your needs. but the financing options are there with this as well. So you're making it very, very easy for people to be comfortable in their homes, for their systems to be working properly in their homes. Mike Robinson, General Manager, Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Log on to smithplumbingheatingcooling.com or give a call, 719-392-4269. It just doesn't get any better than this. And Mike, we thank you for all you're doing and all the deference you're giving to your listeners.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on and spread the word. And as always, love being on your show. Thank you.
Thank you as well.